Record. One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten. Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock landing, and all things to do with the outdoors. Today is going to be more of a trail stories kind of episode, I guess. Me and Mark went up to Drummond Island for our buddy John's bachelor party, which, if you don't have friends that want to go wheeling for their bachelor party, you've got the wrong friends. So
yeah,
just let that one simmer a little bit. So we loaded up the trucks pretty much the week before. Got the swag on the roof and the canopy and the bathroom, because I bought a bathroom, guys. It's great.
Yeah.
So we had all that loaded up. Had all the packouts in the back of the two trucks. We didn't bring the trailer, which was a mistake, but we didn't bring the trailer this time. No, it was a mistake.
No, one thing we should have packed, we didn't pack.
Where would we have put it?
Put it in my truck.
You were pretty much out of space, man.
No, I wasn't. I had space in the back seat.
Your back seat was pretty full, too.
Yeah, after everyone threw dirty clothes and bought stuff that wasn't meant to be bought.
Your back seat was pretty full.
The only going up, all I had was the top of the kitchen and the half pack that had our clothes in it.
Well, either way, we should have brought the trailer because it would have freed up at least two more locations for stuff to go. Pack out stuff.
Like what?
Whether Mark agrees or not, we really should have brought the trailer.
Well, I think we just needed the one item that you said we didn't need.
Okay, you're right. We needed the one item, and the most efficient way to haul the one item was the trailer. Mark is wrong if he disagrees with me.
The pack out goes and would have gone underneath the kitchen and would have been sat in the back seat.
I don't think they would have fit.
Need?
Welder.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, why did you need a welder?
We're not there yet.
Ooh.
This is precursor. Whether Mark agrees with me or not, he's wrong. We should have brought the trailer. It would have been less work on my truck. It would have freed up open spots for packout stuff. And just overall.
It cost more to get across the bridge.
By like $2.
It probably cost more on the ferry.
By $2. It would have been worth it.
It would have been just extra maintenance and stuff just in case something happened to that.
Nothing would have happened to that.
I'm just fucking around now.
Yeah. No, he's wrong. Can we fit all the packouts? Not really. And Mark's truck was full, whether he agrees with me or not. I should have taken a picture when they got here because it looked like a flat table across the back.
Well, the back was, yeah. But I was saying the back seat was.
I'm talking about the back seat. You had so much stuff shoved in there.
Always more room, man.
Okay, if you count my brother's pointless dive equipment that he did not need to bring.
I stand by what I said, because he was with you, and that took up space.
I always wish I carry my dive equipment, and then I never remember to take it, and so better to bring it than need it.
So, yeah, so we brought the, we got up there fine. I mean, very uneventful. The bridge was beautiful when we went across it the first time.
Feels weird driving up there now in the dark this time.
Right? No rain. It wasn't dark. Like, it was a beautiful drive. Got on the ferry, got to camp. We got it to camp at like what, like 7?
Yeah.
And we had all of camp set up and we were sitting by the fire. Like, the fire was started. And then I looked at my watch and I'm like, oh, guys, we got here only 45 minutes ago. Like, it was flawless.
Yeah,
four tents. Four tents, a canopy, and a bathroom, and the trucks unloaded in 45 minutes.
Yep, that's good setup time.
So then we got drunk Friday night. We were going to go wheeling to Marblehead and then started drinking, so that kind of went out the window pretty quick.
Yeah.
We had soju. I don't know if anyone knows what soju is. It's a Korean liquor that has literally no flavor. So you can mix it with anything you want, whatever you mix it with, that's what it tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
We did Hawaiian fruit punch, the green Hawaiian fruit punch. We bought a gallon of that, and we put almost a fifth of soju in a gallon of Hawaiian fruit punch. Like, it was a lot of soju for what we had.
Yeah.
Oh, John put some in his peaches. So soju peaches are really good.
No, pears.
Yeah. Pears, you're right.
Yeah.
Soju pears are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So yeah, we got pretty drunk on Friday, and then as we're getting ready to go to bed, some yahoos down the trail started setting off fucking fireworks, dude. Like,
at random times of the night, too.
Till like 3 in the morning. Like, it was nonstop fireworks going off. And one side of me wants to be mad, because that's not what I went out there to hear, right? But at the same time, they were out in the middle of nowhere. We were the only other people around.
Yeah.
They did their due diligence to get out and away from people to do, you know, be rowdy. So I really can't be mad at them for being rowdy. It just sucked for us.
Yeah, and we're just pretty old in you guys.
Yeah. So then we we went to sleep at like 3 a.m. We got up pretty early. It was like 8. Made some breakfast. We went to Marblehead first, right?
Yes.
So then we headed out to Marblehead, and let me tell you, like, the trail itself, even with what the bulldozing and exploding that they did to it, it's fine. You know, it's not as challenging as it used to be, but it's still fine. It's fun. The problem is
not there anymore at all, pretty much.
They are. So you've got...
Yeah, I'm talking about going to...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Water into up.
They're pretty much all destroyed.
Yeah.
But all that's fine. You could forget about that. The problem was the big piles of rubble on either side of the trail all the way down.
Yeah.
Like, they did no effort to make it look good, no effort to take the rocks out. They just put big piles of rubble everywhere. Mm-hmm. That ruins the look of the Marblehead Trail.
Yeah, then, I mean, nothing snaps you out of that experience, like seeing piles of rubble from what they destroyed.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you get out to the actual steps at Marblehead. The whole right line, the middle line, if you will, fucking gone. So your options are Prius level hard, stock XJ level hard, and basically impossible if you don't have 40s.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
No.
And of course, big piles of rubble all the way around it. It looked, oh God, does it look terrible.
Yes.
And that's really it. I don't care that they blew up the blew up the obstacles, really. My issue is that they just piled the rubble everywhere and made it look bad. Mm-hmm. So, but we...
why not take that and move it into some of the places that tend to flood really often? If you have high water areas that tend to swallow things quite a bit, you have a lot of rock. You could dump.
Yeah, no.
That.
They bought gravel for that and then graded it all. Anywhere that's deep water, they're grading it, draining it, and filling it with gravel. They're ruining Drummond Island. That's all there is to it.
Oh, 100%.
What is there to see other than the trails? I mean, is there any other kind of tourist type thing?
Oh yeah,
there?
Drummond Island is absolutely beautiful. You've got Fossil Ledge, you've got Shale Beach, you've got, like, it is a beautiful place.
So,
but
they're basically just trying to take the wheeling aspect of it, the hard wheeling aspect out of it, and make it a tourist, like Mackinac.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, pretty much.
There's a lot of destinations, yeah.
So yeah, we played around on Marblehead for a little while. Me and Mark both made it up. Did you go down that line or no? Did you just
go
up it?
I didn't go down that line. I just went up.
Okay.
I saw Joe's video about going up that down that same line.
Yeah. So we played on there a little bit, and then did we go back to? No, we went to the store after that.
We went to the store, yeah.
But we took Connor's whole route to the store.
Yes.
Or did we do... No, we did Connor's Hole later when we were headed out to go to Fossil Edge.
Yeah.
So we went down to the little country store because we were pretty much out of Mountain Dew. And I think that was all we really needed. And we wanted to get lunch there.
Yeah.
So we got some pasties and we got some Coke and Sprite because that's all they had. And they only had it in singles. They didn't have 12 packs.
The only 12-pack they had was diet and then diet caffeine-free.
Yeah. And then they had Dr. Pepper Blackberry in a 12-pack.
Oh, I forgot about those. Yeah, they had two of those.
That shit is amazing. Meh. Dr. Pepper Blackberry is so good. So
good. So,
I'll stick to cherry.
Before you guys continue, okay. How do you say pasties? Not pasties.
They're not pasties.
No?
No, not pasties.
Hmm.
Never heard them say pasties before.
I've always called them pasties. That's what my family's always called them.
No, they're pasties or pasties, but not pasties.
Sounds
like a pastry.
Well, pasties are also what you put over your nipples.
That's why they're not pasties.
Did you guys hear like the history about like how they kind of where they came from and why they were such a thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard a little bit about it when I went to the what is that one place up in the UP? Muldoon's. Muldoon's mm-hmm. is like one of the famous like pasty places.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how like miners would hold the rind part of it and eat everything up to the rind and then throw the rind away. To the mine ghosts and goblins, but it was also like a safety thing to get like arsenic because they were working in all that coal and shit like that.
Yep.
So they had arsenic all over their hands. So instead of ingesting it, they would throw away that crust part that they would hold on to. I thought that was really, really cool.
My stepdad's family were miners up there. So we've been eating pasties since they got married, which was like 2008. Well, I had them before that, but like after that, every family get together, that was our dinner.
They're really good.
Yeah, and his mom would like go on about all the history and why it's such an important food to know about and how that's what her mom always made for her dad before he went into the mines. And
that's so cool. Yeah. We had it with like beef gravy and dude.
Yeah.
So good.
It's good with gravy and it depends. So if they use fresh rutabaga, it's better without gravy. If they use frozen rutabaga, it's better with gravy.
I don't know what Muldoon's does. That was the only place. It was just on the list. We were like, we have to stop here. Everybody says. And they had like chicken or beef gravy, and we were like, definitely beef.
They were always beef before. Like, you know, historically, they were always beef. But chicken ones are good, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're delicious.
Yeah, it's great food, dude. Actually, in Tucson, there is a restaurant. It's like a little pop-up restaurant, and it's pasties, and it's from a couple that moved down there from Grand Rapids. Oh. So, like, it was just so wild, dude. Like, middle of Tucson, Arizona, and there's just this random pasty, restaurant. It had, like, a bar, a pasty bar, where you went and sat at the bar, and then they brought you food to it. And it was open air. It was really cool.
It's just one of those foods that when you go into the UP, it's like you have to get it.
Yeah.
It's like that.
But
like,
here we can go get a pasty for like $10. Like Jeans has them for like $6 always, and they're fantastic.
I never knew.
Yeah, no, dude. But down there, it was like $35 a pasty, and they were smaller than what we're used to here.
Like,
were profiting off the shit.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like we have a job to do. No, it's like it's like one of the two top like food items you get when you're in the UP. One's like Island fudge. Yeah, the other one's pasties. No. I don't like Island fudge, but
for me it's the other way around. Pasties and then Mackinac Island fudge.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's three main things that you're supposed to get if you ever visit the UP. This is Mackinac Island fudge, you're supposed to get it. Pasties and then stop at one of the smoked fish places.
Oh yes,
and get
for
smoked
sure.
Fish. Oh god, dude, it's so good.
And if you're visiting either Detroit or Grand Rapids, you get Coney dogs.
Yeah, true. I haven't had one of the Detroit style pizzas, but I want to try one.
Dude, so actually Domino's, back in the day, they don't anymore. They did a Detroit style pizza with bacon wrapped crust. Oh my God, dude. That was...
Jets does that too, the Detroit style.
With bacon crust?
Well, not with bacon crust. I just know they do that too.
Yeah, the one that Domino's used to have, dude, it was absolutely fire.
Does anybody remember pre-glow up like Domino's? Like, do you remember how their pizza tasted like absolute dog trash cardboard? Like,
dude,
before changed everything?
I've always liked Domino's.
Before they changed everything. The whole brand, the flavor, the crust went from being just this dry, floury crust to like being fucking seasoned with like little butter on there. Like, it went from a night and day, like went from like one of my worst pizza places to like one of my favorite fast pizza places.
Actually, Domino's is a Detroit company originally. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's Ypsilanti, but still.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the guy that started it, they used the exact same recipe today that they used back then. Yeah. The only difference is they make the crust thicker.
I'm not the one to call bullshit, but I remember, this is what do they call those, a Netanyahu?
2012. Oh, Netanyahu? No, you mean...
What is it called? Mandela.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Mandela
so
effect.
So you're thinking about 2012 when they did the big rebranding?
Yeah. Because
so,
they
yeah,
went from pretty garbage tasting to like buttery fucking crust. Like.
So I always preferred the Domino's sandwiches, right? Because of that. In 2012, they got a quote-unquote new recipe.
Awesome.
Yeah, it could be the internet. We're actually right now, for anybody who's listening, we are going through some thunderstorms.
You're right.
His internet probably went out. Hopefully his master's still going, but
yeah.
But in 2012, like he was saying, they didn't really change a whole lot at Domino's.
No.
But I swear to God. I remember because my stepdad was a big Domino's guy. And we get it. And I was like, I would never eat the crust. And then after they rebranded, they started like doing like a butter garlic crust instead. Dude, I was finishing off everybody else's crust. I was like, dude, this is gourmet pizza. It's crazy. But, well, anyway, back off the pizza. And because I did already do that episode in the UP, I'm not going to go over any of the other foods. But. So, okay, where did you stop? You guys went to the store to get sodas and stuff.
Yeah.
And then what?
I'm trying to think. Do we go back to Alex?
Connor's Hole after, you said?
Yeah.
You went there after.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I feel like we went back to camp for a little bit, though.
Oh. Well, you guys... had, I mean, up till now, you guys had no issues, though? No overheating, no nothing like that?
No, no problems at all.
Okay,
we
so
pretty much
everything
free.
That everything that happened down in Kentucky, you were good with so far?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
My overheating got fixed literally
the
week of.
Was that the new radiator, or was that... Oh, okay.
It was a radiator.
Yeah, and you said the old one was plugged up, though. Like,
yeah, it had a bunch of gunk and stuff.
Well, let's just keep going, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though his master's gone, so.
Yeah. Let's see here. I feel like we went back to camp for a little bit because I think it was still raining. Yeah, we went back to camp and we chilled out for like an hour or so trying to wait for the rain to die down because we wanted to go to the Fossil Ledge and swim. So we're waiting for the rain to die down. That died down. We went out. I think we did Connor's Hole first.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'm trying to remember trails.
Did you is like Fossil Ledge like legitimately like how it says, like there's a bunch of fossils in it? Like, or is it just kind of like the name?
It's kind of like there is some fossil. It's kind of, I wouldn't say like Petoskey style fossil, but like has like, yeah, shells and stuff in it.
Yeah, like the Charlevoix stone. Like,
yeah,
because like I'm like not a big rock guy. Like I don't go on trips just for the rocks. But if I'm there where there are like fossils and rocks and stuff, I'm always checking them out. Like when last year when we were up at like Two Hearted, that whole coast up there, that rocky coast up by like Lake Superior, that's all like agates and stuff like that up there. Hey, welcome back, Alex. Yeah.
We're still recording.
I was going to say, you could... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hearing the thunder crack, but...
They have, like, a lot of the fossils have coral in it. I have a giant one I got to show you.
Yeah.
When we swam there last year, I dove for it. It was a big old rock of fossils in it.
Yeah, I'd definitely be bringing my swim gear for that. That's probably the only reason, though, is to find that stuff. Like I said, I like the rocks. When we go up here tomorrow, which is Thursday for anybody who's listening on whatever Tuesday or whatever, we're gonna do some rock hounding up there. I always bring back a good, about a pound or so of rocks to bring back, so we got a couple of vacations worth here.
Okay,
around sitting in water.
I'm officially back now. That sucks. I don't know how I'm gonna line all this up at all, but
was Audacity still recording?
Dude, my whole everything went down. My power went out.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. We'll match up. We kept talking without you like nothing ever happened.
Yeah,
we were just gonna do the rest of the episode without you.
Yeah, no, my power fucking went out, dude. That was wild. I was kind of concerned.
It's quite dark.
I was going to say, Alex, we went back to camp for a little bit, right?
Yeah, we went back and took a nap.
Yeah.
Because it was raining pretty good.
We were waiting for the rain to die off.
So then how long did that take? Because I know you guys have bad luck with rain at Drummond.
It just rained like morning and then... noon, sometime after noon, it finally died off, like around 1, I like to say.
Yeah, like 1, around 1 it died off, so we went back to camp, took a nap, and then went back out at like 4:35, something like that.
Yeah, I think it was a little sooner than that.
Was it?
Went out around 2.
I don't know.
What happened to you was around 4.
No, that was around 6, buddy.
I feel like it was sooner than that.
I know it was around 6 because I looked at the clock right as it happened and said, fuck, all the places on the island are probably closed now.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
So, yeah, so we went out, back out. We went through Connor's Hole and took that route out towards Fossil Ledge. I really wanted to do Walker Trail, so we did Walker Trail and then brought that over to where Moose Nemesis is. They kind of fucked up Moose Nemesis a little bit. They dropped some boulders on the harder line and basically... Go ahead.
I don't know how much of them doing it. I feel like someone moved a rock with a winch.
When I say them, I mean them as in people other than us.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were referring to the DNR, because I didn't think the DNR touched it.
Somebody fucked up Moose Nemesis and dropped a couple boulders like right in the middle of the hard path. And it basically made it impossible for anything with a longer wheelbase than like a 2-door side-by-side, pretty much. So, that sucked.
Wonder if it was one of the guys from the island. Because, like, I've seen like, residents and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, not like, residents of Drummond, but, like, in around, you know, you go on a trails enough, you'll see people put fences on state land. And
I don't know. I don't know if they would have, because they only blocked one of the 3 lines. But either way, it was blocked. Not really blocked. You could still try it. There just was, like, no... There was no line that would get it up.
Yeah, there was not a good line anymore.
Because
I think it blocked off the line I was trying to do from last year.
Yes, it did, for sure. That's why I told you that line wasn't possible anymore. But yeah, so I went up the second to hardest line and then was getting ready to go up the line that Mark just ramboed into. And Mark got turtled hard, dude. Like, could not move.
I high centered pretty bad.
So I tried to... I came back down Moose Nemesis, down the bypass, was going to pull up behind him, and all I heard was snap. And I couldn't turn anymore. So I knew that it was my... Oh, hey, I'm getting spot... I just got a message from Joe Karen about my member spotlight for Beyond the Mitten. That's kind of cool. So I, I broke my tie rod, my big beefy tie rod. At least there's steel. Like, we could weld on it. We just didn't have a welder with us. So we kind of tried to fuck with it a little bit. I sent Mark and Alan back because we took all the tools out. Like, we're within 15 minutes of anywhere on the island. Why should we carry our tools with us, really? So I sent them to get the tools and
also help hunt down a welder.
Yeah, and hunt down a welder, which sadly they did not find. Well, they kind of found a welder. They didn't find. There was nobody on the island with a welding shop open. Everybody was closed because of what time it was. So the people that were shooting off fireworks did have a welder. So we got the tie rod off. We ran over to them. Asked them if they could weld it together, and their welder was like a big 220 Miller, right? That needs like a beefy generator. And they pull out a 4K generator, a little Honda 4K generator, and could not get it to hold a fucking arc or burn hot enough. So they welded it back together, and we were hoping just to get it off the trail and maybe have my dad come up with the trailer. So we get it, we're starting to put it in, and it just snaps off again. So then we got, you know, we closed up the truck. We shut all the doors. Didn't lock it because my locks don't work.
Took the coolers.
Yeah, took the coolers. And I disconnected my battery and took my key. That way someone would really have to want to take it if they were going to take it. Then we took the tie rod and we're in the truck. And at this point, the plan was that someone was going to drive all the way back down to Grant, weld it together, and then drive all the way back at, you know, middle of the night.
Yeah.
It's a 5-hour drive. So 10 hours round trip plus welding time would have fucking sucked. So we, on our way back, I'm like, you know what? Where's the nearest Harbor Freight? Because we could just go buy a welder, the same one we've got, weld it together at the gas station or something, and then return the welder, you know, next weekend when we're done with it. So the nearest Harbor Freight was in Sault Ste. Marie, which was about 60-ish miles away.
Yeah.
So we got back to camp, got anything that me and John would need out of the truck, and then sent Mark and Alan to go get the a welder. And I wasn't expecting them to weld it on the way back, but they stopped it in O'Reilly's, which was genius. And O'Reilly's let them use an outlet to get it welded back together. And they reinforced it and beefed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they drove back. You guys got back. Oh, so then me and John are sitting there. We've got most of camp tore down. Like, we left the shitter up. We had one tent left. And we had our chairs. And that was it, right? And we're sitting there. And Mark had texted us and said he's on the way back. And it'd been like 5 hours. And we're like,
not since then. It was like 2 hours after I sent that.
Because you sent that. Okay. 3 hours. Because you sent that at 11. You got back at like almost three.
Yeah.
So they, So we're like, man, where the fuck are these jokers? Like, this is taking way too fucking long. And then as we're like getting ready to start walking to the road to like get hitchhiked to the gas station where we had service, they pull in with both trucks. So they'd stopped and put the tie rod together and grabbed my truck. So then we, you know, we loaded up what was left, loaded up all the stuff from camp and headed back. And we made it. I did a quick alignment, of course. We made it almost all the way to Big Rapids. Just about to Big Rapids. Because I didn't have any... So, what am I missing?
We had to stop because we were missing something.
What were we missing?
Your nut.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So before we got off the island, I noticed that my truck felt weird. So I pulled over and I figured out the entire chain of events that started this whole problem. So my passenger side, the tie rod nut had backed off, which then allowed the rack and pinion to oversteer, which caused the tie rod to break as I was turning right there. So the whole time, my passenger side was missing the nut that held the tie rod on. So then we limped it. You know, I kind of forced the bolt back in place, and we drove it from just about our campsite to Johnny's Barbecue.
Yeah.
Did I get it right? Everyone go to Johnny's Barbecue. The man and his wife that run that place are absolute fucking saints. So we get to Johnny's Barbecue, and I'm just like, hey, do you know anyone who's just got like a bucket of bolts and nuts that I could sort through? And he's like, here, let's go look through mine. And we found the exact nut that I needed for my bolt. And I was able to put my tie rod back together. We bought some barbecue, of course, because they're saints. And it was delicious. I got brisket and mac or smoked mac and cheese with brisket. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, that
so
the brisket quesadilla is really good too.
Yeah. So then we you know, we get going again, we get out to the ferry, and this time we made it almost all the way to Big Rapids. We'd stop, I'd check the front tie rods, we'd get back in, we'd go. Everything was nice and tight in the front. Then I heard that over, I didn't hear it here. I heard it over your, thunder is a booming.
Wow.
So we get almost to Big Rapids and I start hearing this funny sound and I'm like turning the radio down to listen to it. And then Mark goes over the radio. Hey, there's sparks coming from under your truck. And I'm like, fuck, man. So I pull over and we get looking, and one of my upper links, the bolts had backed out of it. Mind you, none of the problems I had were like actual truck breakage. They were all hardware just backing off.
The only truck breakage was the tie rod on the trail. But
which was caused
after that.
And the tie rod was caused by a bolt backing off. Like,
right. I forgot about that.
So we, God, it was such a mess. So we pull over and I've got an upper link on my rear axle that's off. And it's like the Heim joint is missing the spacers and everything. Like it's bad. And then I go to put it back in and the Heim joint itself is all fucked up from hitting the drive shaft. Actually, I don't think it was hitting the drive shaft. I think it was hitting the old gas tank. The gas tank skid plate rotted out. So there was a strap hanging there and that was hitting the drive shaft, which was vibrating against the link, which dented the Heim joint just enough that it couldn't rotate.
Yep.
So
and the strap on the drive shaft is what was causing the sparks.
Yep. So then I got some smaller bolts, not the right ones, because mind you, I'm missing the right bolt at this point. And I just kind of pieced my link together enough to do the hour drive home. I called my dad for a trailer and then canceled it like immediately. I got all that piece back together and then it was uneventful the rest of the way home. But the moral of my story is make sure all your bolts are tight, you know,
just get new hardware.
And then the next part of that story is don't reuse hardware. I know it just seems so easy to just reuse hardware. Every time that we reuse hardware, we get fucking burnt at some point. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing a major build,
Torque hardware to spec?
Oh, there's no spec on these.
No, there's no spec for this custom stuff, no.
Oh, yeah, it's all custom.
So,
Ugga Dugga.
So, and it was Ugga Dugga. All of it was Ugga Dugga and torqued to like 110 at the beginning, but obviously it loosened over time. So, The moral of the story is to get new hardware, and Nilox are lifesavers, so use Nilox. That's it. I actually went and picked up all new bolts and Nilox and washers. So my whole rear end this weekend, I'm going to go through it and replace all the bolts with Nilox, or nuts with Nilox, and reconnect everything. I've got new Heim joints that were supposed to be here today, but now look like they'll be here tomorrow. Yeah, it's a mess, dude. Bolts need to stay in. That's all there is to it. So my ass end, after this weekend, my ass end will all be done and fixed with Nilox. And then I'm going to, the front has some different size bolts. The back is all the same size, but the front has a couple different sized ones. So I'm going to pull those out and go get new ones. My cousin's going to make me some new tie rods. I'm hoping, I'd like to see them milled. I'd rather have milled ones than welded. So we'll see about that. But I don't necessarily want to do billet, because if I do billet, then I can't weld it on the trail. Which comes to the next thing that would have saved our ass, is if we had a Carnage welder.
Yeah.
What, can't you weld with like a couple of cables on a battery?
Is that what a Carnage welder is? Work that way. And you'd have to have a stick, and like you can, it's just not very efficient. But if you pick up a Carnage welder's a flux core welder that, you know, it just runs wire right through it. It's got a battery on board. It does 16 minutes of arc time. They're phenomenal. I mean, they're $1,000, but they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we've been tossing around getting one for a while, and this trip just kind of solidified we need to invest in a Carnage welder.
Yeah.
I'm going to reach out.
Like flux core welders, huh?
Well, I don't love flux core welders, but for trail side, flux core is kind of the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're cheaper, but there's less that you got to think about. But I think I'm going to reach out to, I can't remember the guy's name that owns Carnage. I'm going to see if he can build us one that's inside a pack out, because then it can just click into our stack. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
I think so too. So,
can you hook it up to like the battery, or how are you going to run it?
So they have a battery on board. Yeah, it's got one on board. And then it's also got, if that battery dies and you need more time, you can hook up two car batteries to it.
And you have two.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have one, but I will have two. It also has, so there's a charger. Anderson connector charger, where it just plugs into the battery and charges while you're driving. So, in all honesty, your Carnage should always be charged and ready to go. I think it's a bang solid thing to invest in. It sucks because it's expensive, but in this situation, it would have saved. Well, there's been a few situations it would have saved our ass.
Right.
And if we want to. You know, we want to start pushing out west and doing some harder shit. And if we're going to be doing that, we really got to have some kind of backup plan in case something goes wrong.
Yeah, we don't always want to have the trailer with us either.
Right.
Right, that's more of a base camp thing.
Yep. This trip, the trailer would have been fucking awesome to have brought. But most situations, like, let's say we're doing the overland thing and we're hitting, like, 10 different spots in 10 days, right? We don't want the fucking trailer for that.
No.
It's only nice if you're going somewhere, you can just drop it off. And this weekend was supposed to be just a quick run to Drummond and come back. So we really weren't planning on needing it. But it's probably better
for not planning on needing something, you know what I mean?
And once we get a generator on there, it'll be even more useful, because then we'll be able to run the welder off it. It just... What?
It started out as a generator, so I'm just, like, laughing, because it's, like, how ironic. You, like, take the generator off it, put a bunch of stuff on it, and, like, and then we need a generator.
It so. Did. You're right. The trailer was originally a generator. Fuck.
Right. I'm just like, oh, dude, that's just hilarious.
And it was a...
No storage space.
And it wouldn't generate power, even though it was a 15K generator. You're right. It is funny.
It's just funny though. It's like ironic.
Yeah, it is. So yeah,
one of them little Honda ones to put on there, huh?
Well, no, because they can't run generators. That's what the guys were trying to use to weld it together the first time.
Oh, welders. Yeah.
So we'll get something figured out. Predator. It probably will be a predator. No, in all honesty, it'll probably be a predator just because they're cheaper.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And you know what? Our generator gets ran maybe twice a year. Like, yeah. I was watching videos today, and I learned how to clean beads with a farm jack. So we could have done that at Kentucky when them guys had a bunch of shit in their beads.
Oh, okay. What?
I thought you meant weld beads.
I know, like, that's what I thought.
I was
so
like, you're just gonna smack it on the weld? Like, that seems
well, technically
counter.
You're supposed to grind off all the excess stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so drumming was fun. I mean, before Bolt started backing out, the 4Runner performed phenomenal. So we were running down the main road there towards our camp. Empty, and I hit like 40, and I'm like, man, and no, I was like 50. I was like, man, I better not go faster. I don't want to lose Mark. And I look in the back, and it's just a big cloud of dust. But I easily, you know, judging by how it felt zooming down that road, I easily could have been doing 65-70 without a problem. Yeah. The long travel is a whole different world. In comfort and suspension, and even on road, dude, it's so much more planted. The truck doesn't walk around at all. I mean, it's a solid upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just looking at
definitely better this year than last year at Drummond
for sure.
Oh yeah, I was just looking at upper control arms for mine. You know, just thinking about the future because eventually those will need to be changed too. Looking at. I think Freedom Off-Road's got Uniball ones for like $530. They're Uniball, and I think they said it's gusseted.
Dude.
That's for the pair of them.
Dude, you could do 2-inch long travel for like $3,000.
Ugh. Yeah, that's a lot right now. But yes. I mean, 2-inch, isn't that like... I don't want to go like 3 at least, right?
Mine's 3.5.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm going to do it, I might as well do, like, 3, because I want to be able to clear. If I do long travel, I feel like I need to be at least 35 to 40 on tires.
I'd say 33 to 35.
I was going to say, I'm at 33 already. So.
I think long travel with 33s would be best, just because then you don't have to grind anything out. What long travel gives you is more comfort than clearance. I mean, I could clear 35s now, but I really could before. So, I mean, it doesn't really benefit me there a whole lot.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that are clearing 35s on just a couple-inch lift that they have on their FJs. So it's like,
oh, lift doesn't make you clear tires.
Well, I don't. It must be the offset that they're using. But I just meant more like
or
they're not doing long travel. They could still clear
right.
it.
So. Yeah, long travel isn't going to help you really clear it either. So lift doesn't help you. I mean, it does, right? So if you lift a truck, you can put a bigger tire on until you go off-roading.
Yeah, I know. And then it starts rubbing and stuff. But,
so the best route is to make clearance and then set your bump stops properly and do all the things. But
yeah, I'd like more ground clearance. It's like... Like, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
What would you say? Axle to ground clearance?
Like, yeah.
And I know taller tires can help with that a little bit. But
it's really the only way to fix that.
Yeah, without going to, like, portals.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, those are, like, $10,000.
So I just broke my thumb drive that I've been playing with for many, many episodes. yeah. Oh. Oh, has everyone been listening to me play with this thumb drive for, like, weeks? Because...
No, just now I could hear it, like, you fumbling around with it. But...
Well, we really heard it when you broke it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think doing long travel would be beneficial for both of you, just in the situation of it gives you more flex and it's more comfortable to drive. That's it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that Tinker's video. He does a video on whether you should get rid of front sways or rear sways, and he's got like the whole engineering aspect behind it, whether, and he actually argues to get rid of front sways. So
yeah.
I want to look at that and see about that too, because I think front sway bars, that wouldn't be as bad. I feel like that'd keep you planted still with the rear, but.
Or hear me out. Remove both sway bars and then put long travel on the front, and then it feels like you only have one taken off.
Yeah.
If it's a video, I think it is, there's a small difference of leaving the rear sway bar and not having them on. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just up to you if you want the lean or not.
I mean, I think what I'm going to end up doing, just because, when I finally get down to it, is like a sway bar disconnect.
Yeah.
Like, and they have the really nice ones with Apex. I think they're like $800 though. So,
yeah.
I'll probably get upper control arms before I do that. So, because upper control arms are on my list for the next year. I am starting to rub on those a little bit, which I didn't think I would be, but I guess with zero, you know, with stock wheels and tires, or stock wheels.
You got stock uppers?
Yeah.
Okay. So I see you doing a 2-inch one, like what I have from.
Free.
I can't remember the name now.
No. KDS?
Yeah, KPS?
I think it's KDS.
I think it's KP, but I thought I just saw them. But yeah, for. Let's see, what is it? Total Chaos. Yeah. Freedom Off Road has Uniball front uppers that are gusseted. So. Might do those.
I think Gavin could run my billet ones I have, if I remember correctly.
Your KDSs? KSP!
KSP.
Something like that.
Yeah, so KSP...
Just...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, we were just talking about seeing if the CVs that Alex has would fit on mine. For
my old CVs?
CBX, yeah.
I doubt it.
I don't think we did, because me and Alex went to that. You and me should be sharing the same CVs, though.
Yeah, I don't know what you were just talking about it earlier.
I was curious if me and Mark's CVs now match.
Yeah.
Now that I'm running longer ones.
Yeah.
What year is your FJ again?
07.
07 is what I thought.
Researching.
Yeah. Researching. But yeah, so, I mean, to sum it all up, Drummond Island was a lot of fun. It did end up becoming a long time just because, you know, 4Runner, breaky. And not even, I can't even blame the 4Runner or the work. It was just the freaking hardware, dude. But I learned my lesson. Don't reuse hardware.
4 inches lift.
Yeah, that's what mine is, too. I assume that's what yours is, too.
I'm talking about the KSP.
I am, too.
Okay. I didn't think the black ones were that high, but.
The black 4Runner, that one's got 1-2.
Okay.
Mine is 2-4, that we just took off. But, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for listening along with us and hearing us kind of drone on about truck parts. We will catch you guys later.